before we start the episode, just wanted to say a quick thank you to all of our listeners and viewers who have been here since the beginning with our new set. We love all the positive comments. If you can go ahead and subscribe, if you're not subscribed, like the video, leave a comment, share it with a friend. It really helps the show. 2024 is going to be a big year for us.
Oh, big thanks coming.
And just wanted to say thank you to the color blue for sponsoring today's episode.
Carly, why are we making fun of me? What's the joke?
Well, Carly's wearing a monochrome blue highlighter.
You look like Violet Beauregard.
Violet? You're turning Violet. She's like the bubblegum champion.
Do you want this
blue? Blue looks bottle? Really good with my eyes.
Roast beef and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Same stuff for us, Violet.
No, you look good.
I think it's cute.
It is.
I think it is really cute.
We just never make fun of you, Carly.
That means she doesn't like
it. No, it's cute.
Is that royal blue or is that cerulean?
A girl, I don't know.
That's royal.
It's just blue. It's like the perfect blue.
Did you do like a TikTok color matching to see what if you're a warm summer or a cool winter?
I want to do that.
No, yeah, we do want to do that. No, I already know I look good in blues.
And he looks so good in blue.
He looks so good in blue.
Can I see your eyes?
By the way, I was listening to that song yesterday, and I finally understood what he meant.
Like choking her?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
oh, what?
Fall Out Boy?
Like she's so turning blue. Because
what song
she's,
is that?
So women like I'm looking around your throat. I don't know the name of it.
Right.
Around
nobody
your throat?
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Oh, yes.
I think.
You look so good in
blue. And then it hit me. Because like when you're a kid, you don't think of that.
I actually knew that.
I was just like, I look so good in blue.
He's not talking about, I'm going to strangle her. Is it more like she's in an abusive relationship?
No,
and it seems like
wear me like a locket around your throat. I'll lay you down and watch you choke.
Jesus.
You look so good in blue.
Yeah, would not fly today.
Drink down your gin and kerosene.
That's a different song.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Same album, though. Kerosene. Actually, no, different album. Different album, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Maybe.
Wow.
No, same album.
You look so good in blue.
You look so good when you're choking.
Dead.
You guys all have blue eyes, huh?
No.
Yours are like greenish.
Mine are green.
They're actually green?
Yeah.
Is that a real color?
Yeah.
Green?
Or it's like hazel.
Yeah.
My eyes change color.
Eyes are green.
Nobody has green like the color of grass.
Yes. My eyes are literally green.
They're like blue green.
No, they're not. My eyes are full green.
But like on a standard like dry.
Damn, they are.
You can't, tell me what color my
I mean,
eyes are.
I feel like people either have, brown or blue, and that's it.
No, but green.
On a standard driver's license, does yours say green or hazel?
Green.
Oh, wow.
What's hazel?
Hazel.
Green, blue, mix.
It's a type of nut it's like they brown, use to green. Make Nutella.
I understand what hazelnut is, but, hazel color.
It's, brown green.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mine are just green.
My dad has, hazel eyes.
So does mine.
Behind these hazel eyes.
I think green is the most, we're,
rare?
Like, the 1%.
Yeah. I always feel like successful people all do not have brown eyes. And the fact that I'm like doing this podcast with a bunch of non-brown eyed people, I feel like I'm a little bit of imposter syndrome.
I love my eyes.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
What do you mean by successful people?
Just like you see like an actor who's like maybe not the most attractive, but then you look at their eyes and they got the blue eyes. I'm like, that's why they're
Taylor
an actor.
Taylor Swift doesn't have
blue eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
So
like successful people have blue and green.
Vanity, like their careers are around like their sense of beauty.
No, but even like singers too.
Like a CEO. CEO has blue eyes is like
no I mean like in entertainment like okay like an actor or a singer and you're just like huh are they really that attractive and then you get a look on their eyes and then they got the blue eyes or the green eyes or the hazel eye. You're never seeing like an A-lister with brown eyes.
Kim Kardashian.
I feel like a lot of A-listers
Selma
have brown
Hayek
eyes.
No, but
all the Kardashians.
I'm saying okay maybe I can rephrase this standard issue white people with brown eyes.
Easy. Easy, buddy.
I think if you're maybe like, you know, not from a white European country.
Okay.
Then you can, then obviously you're not going to have blue eyes. Like that's like, what?
I typed into Google A-list white people with brown eyes. And the first thing that comes up is, are white people with brown eyes actually white people?
What?
What?
I mean, we're not going to do...
Okay.
A racially challenged
podcast.
I wasn't planning on
I just feel like I notice people that have brown eyes. Like, I notice people have blue and green and hazel eyes that are in the entertainment industry.
Winona Ryder, brown.
That's interesting. I guess that's interesting. It's that like you point it's like a little because I don't think that I.
It's like a bonus thing that people get if you're just like it's just like oh yep you get a little bit of a boost from not having brown eyes.
You don't think that maybe you just notice that when you see a famous person?
I think that me as a person who has brown eyes, I notice when people don't have brown eyes. I'm like, damn, they got the bonus card in life.
When you were talking to Lady Gaga, were her eyes?
Oh,
not
I can't
brown?
Remember. I can't remember Lady Gaga. That's a good question. I feel like Lady Gaga is probably someone who has non-brown eyes.
Lady Gaga does have blue eyes, but she has like a very like dark blue.
I think it's so sick that people have blue eyes. It's like, it blows my mind. I wish I had blue eyes.
Gaga's eyes are like...
Would you ever put on some colored contacts?
No, I think that's kind of cringe.
Okay, we did that for a video.
I knew you were going to say, that's too cringe. You can't do it. 10 minutes. 10 minutes, put it on.
Just to see what it looks like.
Jokes.
Like I said, I wanted to put on a different nose to see what kind of nose, like if I got a nose job, like what nose
maybe,
I would...
Maybe I would try it. Are they expensive?
No, I bet you can get some for like 30
No,
bucks.
We did it for a video once.
If you want them to look good though, they're probably a bit more pricey.
Yeah. I just feel like the people who wear colored contacts are like the woman behind the counter at the DMV is going to wear like bright blue. You know
they're
what
like,
I'm saying?
They're like lizard looking. Yeah, like, yeah. It's like Gen X on TikTok.
Like smiley faces. Yeah. I don't know.
She has hazel eyes.
See?
Well, God damn.
Yeah, but like they're not like pure. Like you would, I don't think you would look at her and be like,
oh yeah, they look
brown
aren't
to
brown.
Me.
Like from here, I'd say brown.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think people who don't have brown eyes. They get a little bit of a bonus. It's like being tall.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Well, then I'm even down.
I don't know. I've just never thought of that.
No, but you have blue eyes. You get the bonus.
Yeah, but I'm short, so I don't get the other one.
Let's hop into our topic of today.
Does anyone else?
Carly brought to our attention, you know, there's a subreddit.
Well, hold on. I would like to preface this by saying I found this from our subreddit when Mike asked for suggestions or comments. Someone suggested this exact subreddit that we do a podcast episode on. And I looked at it and I was like, that seems funny. Or fun.
And explain what the subreddit is or what the idea topic is.
Yeah, so the subreddit is called Does Anybody Else? And it's basically, you know how when you're on TikTok and the comments are all, so we've never had an original thought. It's kind of all those. Like, does anyone else?
Like you and Matt thinking everyone in the world could fit in a closet.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Exactly. I mean, I saw so many like common examples, but like... Yeah, just stuff like that.
Yeah, I screenshotted a whole bunch of ones that I felt like I resonated with, but I wanted to share it with the group to see if you guys were on the same page.
And I think a lot of them are now like memes. Like I've seen a lot of them that have become meme formats. So we'll go into it also. Okay. But I also looked at ones from like 10 years ago.
Oh.
And it's so interesting to see like what were people talking about 10 years ago.
Oh, fun.
Carly, why don't you start us off?
Well, I'll do one of mine. Aaron knows this very well. But does anybody else, as soon as they receive a package or buy something, they like have to open it? I cannot get a package and let it sit on the counter for more than 5 minutes.
I almost sent you a TikTok last night of some, it was a guy, he was saying, like, I have to know OCD.
Maybe that's
and
what it is.
And I was like, maybe Carly has that.
Maybe it's her package it is.
You
thing.
Have to open the package immediately.
I cannot wait to open the package.
I'll let it sit for a couple days.
No, same.
And you're not curious? Like, what could it be?
Well, the thing is, I pick it up and I read who it's from and I go, it's probably that thing.
Of course.
And I accept it.
Even if it is, though, I'm still opening it.
But envelopes, those ones where I know there's money or like a bill.
You're just getting money?
I do that. Packages, though, I let them sit.
Do you look at who it's from before you open it to get a little spoiler before
and
you cut it?
A lot
it?
Of this is like PR I'm talking about. Obviously, I know if I'm getting like an order from Amazon or something, I'm not like, I'll like let cat food sit in there if it doesn't need to be opened yet. But if it's PR, I'm opening
like
it.
Like the poppy box, you need to open it immediately?
Oh, 100%. I'm opening it before I read the yes.
But
like
I
a lot
it,
of the yes.
I want, oh, sorry, my bad.
Carly will be like leaving my house and there'll be a package outside. And she's like, are you going to open it? Like, what's in it? And I'm like, you can open it.
I just want to know. Like, I don't care. Hire me to open your boxes.
Sometimes I like the marination of the anticipation. Like, I will purposely leave it and not look at who it's from because I like the anticipation of like, ooh, who could it be from? I wonder what it is. Am I going
to
know?
Yes. I'd rather wait for like a lull in my day to be like, oh, get to open some gifts rather than like... I don't know, just immediately rush into it because it's there. It has arrived.
It has arrived.
It's like a little treat.
Maybe you need to go back to therapy, Carly.
I got a package, Carly, a couple days ago and it's still sitting.
Do you know who it's from?
No. I opened one this morning, though. It was from Way, and it was so cute.
I bet you were lovely on Christmas morning. You were just like... you couldn't, like, face yourself.
You're just in your parents' room. Wake the fuck up!
They've been sitting there for weeks.
Mommy, are you going to open this? Daddy, you going
to
open this?
No, it's actually funny. I feel like with Christmas gifts under the tree, I was never like, I need to. I think because it's so planned out, and, like, you know when you're going to open those, like, I have to wait.
I like not knowing. Here's what it is. When Adam gets packages to the house, that's when I want to know, like, what the fuck did he get?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you it's something good. And I want to open his stuff, and I feel like I can't do that.
Is it from Post Malone?
It's illegal.
Well, not illegal, but like, oh, is this like from some cool person that sent him like their new album? Or is it just like a guitar pick or something?
Well, that's when you just open it and you're like, oops, I thought it was for me.
Yeah, can
I
tell
you
something? Keep doing that.
I've done that once or twice. Oh, whoops, I thought it was mine.
I'm sorry.
I didn't read the label.
I mean, you guys are in relationships. You live with the you're married, but you live with the people that you're with. When they buy something, do they let you know what they bought ahead of time, or do you guys keep what you're shopping for like private and
so private?
I I don't know. It just depends. TJ's like, oh, I just like got a cool shirt. I can't wait for it to come or something.
But do you open each other's mail?
Only if I know what it is. Like TJ gets like protein powder sent. So like if I see the name on it, I'm like, oh, I'll open this.
But you wouldn't open if you don't know?
No, because like what if it's something exciting that he wants to open? Mm. I don't want to ruin the enjoyment for somebody else.
For someone like me. Exactly.
Every time I buy something, I always say it out loud. Like I'm like, oh, I just bought this thing. It's gonna come in the mail. And then I realize Patricia doesn't tell me anything she buys.
You're like, so sometimes I'm not gonna.
And then you go, like, how much money did you spend on this?
Yeah, I'm just like, you like, I don't know. I just didn't know, do other people tell people when they buy something?
I like never do. No. Unless I'm like, ooh, I bought Skims. I'm so excited. Yeah. Then that'll be a thing.
So that's something I like think about.
Yeah, I never think about it. I also just get, I feel like Amazon stuff every day. And if Nolan gets something, I'm not like opening it. He'll open
it. I think with Amazon stuff, if TJ gets it, I just open it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I need to put this fucking box in the recycling bin.
Yeah, Amazon stuff, I feel like.
I wish boxes were easier to fucking... Ugh.
Amazon's the best one, though. You don't even need a box cutter for that.
That's true. I do like...
That's right. Their tape invincible. Is pretty flimsy.
You can just punch the top. That's what I do. I punch the top.
You do?
Yeah, and then it pops right open. You just give it a bang.
Such
and then
an insane way.
I usually give mine a spank.
Whack!
No, but just like dealing with boxes, it's unbelievable how much recycling we just go through. And I'm just cutting it and folding it. I just wish that it was made out of like... something dissolvable. I could just like run it under the water and it would disappear.
I wish it was already just in a huge inflatable like package. You just like pop it and then take it out.
Right.
But like
the
whole thing is already just inflated with air. It's like a big
like a balloon?
Yeah, it's like a
punching
rock'em sock'em like inflatable thing.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a great idea. We just use air to ship things. And then the packaging, you just go poof, and then it's just, you could ball it up. And then
like a floaty or like just that's how it's designed. Hey, sharks.
the four of us go on Shark Tank.
Does anyone else get a momentary whiff of a scent that you can't identify, but it reminds you of your childhood?
Oh, yes. It's always like child makeup, like kid makeup. I would get like fake, you know, shitty little child makeup. I don't know what it is or something in it. It smells like plasticky or chalky. Like, I don't know. But that's the one thing I can always like, oh my God.
I believe they say that the sense of... smell is the strongest tied to memory.
Yeah, I've heard
that
too.
You can remember a smell greater than you can remember any other sense.
It's your olfactory receptors.
Olfactory.
Yeah, idiot.
Old factory idiots.
Olfactory, but that's the way to remember.
Parents' first words in 5 minutes. Yeah, idiot.
I have like one. It's like almost like a smell, but it's like a taste, and it's like orange. Things, but artificially flavored orange things, but not like sun-kissed. It's almost like, okay, when I have like an orange Celsius, it does have it. Oh, it's like Jell-O.
Orange
Jell-O. Mm-hmm. Right there.
I wonder what that's from.
Lemon flavored.
I can't identify what it is from a kid that I was having that does smell or taste like that, but the rush.
Mine's more like
so
strawberry.
Deep.
Whenever I have like a strawberry flavored, not a strawberry, but a strawberry flavored something, it's always brings me back to like...
Mm.
I remember I had this doll that came with a bottle, like a fake baby bottle, and you push a thing and like the part comes
like
up where you
suck.
Kind of,
baby
but it was like
a pop?
No, it
baby
was a
baby bottle
no.
pop.
Well, kind
baby
of.
Baby bottle pop.
Twist it, shake it,
those
and
are
lick
so
it.
Good.
And do it again.
Is that the sugar one?
Aaron, you got a problem?
No, I'm just listening. I don't relate to this, so I'm not contributing.
No smells, nothing from the childhood.
Do you have a sense of smell? She has childhood trauma, remember?
Yeah.
You have childhood trauma around smells?
No, I just, I don't smell something and then think of my...
Oh, you don't remember your childhood at all.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
It's too soft in Boston.
Does anybody else... I hate that I do this, but as soon as I put a mint in my mouth, I bite it. Like, I eat it right away.
Oh, no, I don't do that. That's psycho.
It makes me insane because I don't even think about it. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm chewing it again.
Oh, so you do it, like, not on purpose?
Yes, yes,
instantly?
Yes.
Oh.
Pretty much instantly. Like, I'll probably put it in my mouth, sit there for maybe, like, 30 seconds, and without me even knowing, I'm just chewing it.
Even, like a Tic Tac?
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
Oh, no. Wait,
chewing? I'm sorry. I'm not sucking on anything for longer than... 30 seconds.
Okay, so you're also biting them.
Homophobe.
Wait, no. A mint, I'm eating that within 15 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, you're chewing the mint?
Yes.
Oh, I suck it till it's gone.
Yeah, I try to make it like, try to suck it until it just genuinely just dissipates. I try not to chew it.
What are the things
like?
The
icebreakers that I have in my car? Yeah. Oh, those are the
I like
best.
When it feels like it's like a flake.
Yes, yeah, and it's like, you can almost like bend it with your tongue.
You gotta just like... I'll hold your jaw open so you can't bite down
like this.
And then you just sit there and let it dissolve on your tongue.
What if you like plan to do it where you'll chew the first one to get the satisfaction out of the way and then you do a second one?
I think I'll still chew it. I'm
a
maniac.
I think the point is like she doesn't realize that she's doing it.
I know, but we should like meditate like for 5 minutes, like suck.
Oh, I have some in my car. We'll practice on the way home. They're not icebreakers, but they're so good. They're from Trader Joe's. They're like the best, like minty.
The ginger mint?
You tried one and you were like, I hate this. Yeah.
The ginger mints?
No, not ginger mint.
Oh, those are unbelievable.
Very spicy.
It's
like,
so hot.
Peppermint. This podcast is sponsored by one of my favorite smelling brands, Way. Styling your hair can be so time consuming, especially if you have frizzy hair or just unruly hair. Like, I just hate spending time on it. I would rather be doing anything else. Well, if you're too busy to be frizzy, grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. I'm actually so glad that Way has this product because their stuff smells so good. I even have some of their hand soap and lotion, and people will come over and be like, this is the best smelling thing I've ever smelled. Like, do they have perfume? And I've never really had like quote unquote frizzy hair, but I have so many little tiny hairs that will just, it's like flyaways. I have so many flyaways. Maybe that's the same thing as frizzy. I guess I don't really know, but I do use products that tame it maybe like once every couple days. It's also super lightweight, so it doesn't feel like my hair is getting greasy or I have a lot of product in my hair, which I actually hate. I don't like even using hairspray ever. I usually don't use that many hair products, but Way works and smells so good that I use it. Way also has some other product that you might be obsessed with. They have a leave-in conditioner, a detox shampoo. They have fragrances, which is probably the smartest thing they've ever done because their stuff smells so good. Of course, they should make fragrances. They have hair oil and a hair gloss, which I also will use maybe like once every couple weeks in the shower. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code GOOD for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code GOOD.
Like,
oh, their peppermints are too spicy. The ginger mints are really good, though. You ever had the Trader Joe's ginger mints?
No. I had to, actually spit it out because it was so hot.
Yeah.
Hot. I couldn't physically... Well, yeah, it just, like, gives off so much of the flavor.
I just don't like walking around with fucking mints in my pocket. Like, ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. It's just, like, it's a jingling and a jangling. It sounds just like...
I love a mint, though. It's like a little snack. It's not quite gum. It's
I do, like, a car mint.
A car mint is the best.
Sure, yeah, a car mint.
Car mints are...
Slay.
Supreme.
I'm always popping
Mike
in this car.
Always
carment.
Has a
but
carment.
I'm not walking around in, like in a tin can like I'm part of like a
I do wish they made
band.
Like a 3-pack of mints that you could bring to like a party. Because you don't want to be the guy with a big circle of ice pack in your pocket and then you're just walking around like, but when you go to a party, I want to have a couple mints throughout the night. And they just don't make
dingle,
like
dangle.
A so what I'll sometimes do is like take a napkin and wrap like 3 in there.
Like Molly.
Why don't you just get a purse?
Get a purse?
Yeah.
But then they're loose. I don't like a loose mint. Like if someone's like,
no,
oh, you want a mint? And then they pull it out of their...
If you had a purse, you could just bring the whole container.
Yeah, and it would be
oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. This is, I like can't relate to you.
Not having a purse? Yeah, no, but like a loose mint in someone's pocket, it's just like, ugh.
Well, yeah, that's gross.
I could do it.
Yeah,
no. It's a Tic Tac for sure.
Or like if someone,
why don't you just get like pieces of gum that are already wrapped?
Because gum, I don't trust anymore. I can't do gum anymore.
Why do you not trust gum?
Because at least twice in my life, I have taken out gum and like wrapped it up and then put it in my pocket to throw away later, or I just left a pack of gum in my pants pocket so and then threw it in the dryer. And then I like ruined a dryer with gum.
You don't trust yourself with gum, Mike.
No, I don't trust the gum.
No.
You're shifting blame.
Am I victim blaming the gum? But mint, I know I'm never going to wash a mint because you'll hear it when you're doing your laundry. Or
mint.
And if I have mint. I'm not going to like
But what
spit.
If there's only one? Mint. A singular mint in your pocket. You
I don't think a mint is going to ruin my dryer. Or ruin the amount of clothes I've ruined in that one wash. It was like my favorite shirt, my favorite pair of pants. It ruins an entire cycle. This is like years ago, and I'm still scarred. I refuse to chew gum.
How about you check your pockets before you put them in the...
I'm at this point, I'm already like not in pocket checking mode, so sorry, gum industry. Although if we do want to get any gum sponsors.
I love gum.
Let me read one that I liked from the other day.
Is it something you do?
Yes. Mm. Well, this was... Does anyone else get sad when a random car that they've been driving with for miles goes a different direction and you have to part ways?
Yes. Yes.
You know, you ever think about that?
All the time.
Oh, there's
sometimes
that white Jeep.
I get really fixated like on the object permanence of things.
Yes.
And knowing that that thing is going to go away. And then I will occasionally think about that thing like years later.
I just like when I'm on the highway, I'm like, ooh, I wonder if I'm going to stay with this car. And then I mark a car and then I go, all right, I'm going to fucking speed for a little bit. I'm going to go 90 and then I'll be going 90 and then we hit traffic. And like that car was in the right lane. I'm like, we ended up in the same place. So maybe it's not worth speeding. And then I don't speed. And then I'm like, I wonder where that white car is. And then I'm driving the speed limit. And then like 20 minutes later, the white Jeep pulls up next to me. And it feels good. And I like don't even want to know what they look like inside. But it's just that idea of like.
And now I'm in San Diego.
Yeah.
Like, but then they pull off on their exit. I'm like, wow, they're going to live their life. I'll never see them again. No, yes. Nothing.
Yes. I feel like the only time I think that is when a car is like speeding past me. And I'm like, where are they going? Like, I would like to follow them. I need to know what is so important.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
And how do I get there? But other times, if there's a car around me for a long drive, I'm like, get away from me.
Like, you're stalking me.
Yeah.
I will say like the drive from LA to Vegas or vice versa, it's like one highway basically. So you kind of see the same
cars. You have like a buddy with you on the road.
Yeah. And if you're driving with a Tesla, you pretty much stop at the same stop. So. Oh. Oh, that's like a funny.
Yes,
like,
I've done that too. Where I'm like, I'm going to blow by this, like, you know, red one. And then I see him at the same supercharger. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, well, that wasn't worth it.
Do you ever say hi?
No.
Do you ever get like, sometimes I feel like that way about strangers, or say you're flying to a city and you notice some people on your flight. Then you're in that city and like 2 days later, you see the person who was on your fucking flight and you. Like inside, I would be like, oh my gosh, you were on my flight. But you know that that's crazy to do.
Yes.
You're going to look
yes.
like a total creep. But I don't know. Sometimes I fixate on like, isn't that awesome?
Yeah. No, I do. I do wish
Damn,
I could like.
Damn, that'd be crazy. I would never recognize the person though. I'd be like, unless you're in your flight costume.
Like blinders.
Willie Nelson?
Unless you're wearing what you wore on the flight and exact hair and same bag, then yeah. But otherwise, I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know about that either.
Yeah,
actually.
I don't know that you have facial recognition to that degree.
No.
Does anyone else try to catch actors breathing during scenes where they're supposed to be dead TV shows and movies?
Oh, I'm always looking at that.
I'm always if there's like a dead character, I'm like, is that the actor or did they get a prosthetic to make it look like them? Are they gonna wake up?
What
can
do they
I see
normally
them?
Do nowadays?
I think they're holding their breath.
Okay.
Wow.
But I try to catch them breathing or like like moving a little bit. Yeah. And sometimes I'm like the come on, you took me out. I know you're not dead. I'd rather see like a prosthetic for sure not moving.
I just also think they like cut and edit and get the best take to where you can't see that they're breathing.
But you never try to check and be like,
no.
Oh, and if I do check,
the world has
look.
To tell, like, to point out the blooper to me. Like, did you know in this movie that this guy, like,
pretended
I
to be dead?
I feel like it's been it's not something you can discover all the time of people breathing.
I feel like it happens
dead.
A lot, and I really look for it.
Okay.
And it like takes me out of the movie when there's a dead character because I'm like, I know he's not dead. That's George Clooney.
Stop.
He did an interview for this
it
after
takes
the movie
you out
came
of the
out.
Movie.
It does, yeah.
What anyway. Movie does George Clooney die in?
And I'm just making up a scenario.
Spoiler. I always look at Like, if there's a movie and, like, Aaron and I were having a conversation, when the camera is on Aaron, but you can see the back of my head and you can see
their mouths.
Their mouths. Sometimes it's, like, so off.
Yes.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, where you know they're, like, doing it in post. And they're like, all right, that line didn't work. Let's just point the camera.
Or it's, like, they're not – you can tell they're not even saying anything. But they're – right. Yeah. They're talking.
That does take me out of it too. That usually happens more in TV shows, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because movies, they have enough time to get it right. But TV shows, it's like.
I feel like it happens so much.
I think it happened in the new True Detective, but it was like camera on Jodie Foster and her mouth said something completely different. They obviously dubbed over.
Yeah.
But I rewound it and I was like, TJ, look. Like, they literally just made her say something completely different. Like,
it's because the way she interpreted her line, like, she probably skipped a word that is actually essential to, like, the plot and would toss people off. Like, I noticed in the movie Hereditary, which is a flawless movie, that there is a part where Anne Dowd is, like, telling Toni Collette, like, you must do this spell when they are home or something. There's something where, like, it's about the spell and they, you can tell they dub over her line or she does it.
Oh,
because weird. But then I was like, why would they do that? That's so obvious. And I go, fuck, that's the only fucking shot they probably had of her saying that.
Yeah.
The spell wouldn't make sense that they must be home.
But why wouldn't they just record her doing it correctly?
They probably didn't notice at the time.
Yeah, they
didn't notice at the time. It's probably in post, and then it's like, we don't have the space anymore. She's filming a different movie now. Dumbass
Ari Aster.
You have literally one job.
Yeah, truly. Ari Aster.
Yeah.
There is deep fake that I just saw where they're like, able to replace lines with the mouth moving correctly.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that probably will like be a thing of the past. Yeah.
Well, thank God.
I loved doing that with my pants when I was little.
I know, I always do it.
Did you ever have like Nickelodeon magazine or like any of those old teen bop magazines? And they would show like bloopers in movies. It would be like a side by side like picture thing where like, did you know in this, like in the movie Legally Blonde, where she goes on the date with her first boyfriend and he breaks up with her, his hairstyle changes like two different times.
No, but I look at those movie on IMDb sometimes.
Oh, I do love the IMDb bloopers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really have that. That's so cool.
They have like a little mistakes section in whatever movie you're looking at or TV show.
They
but it's
do,
really, it's
yeah.
always interesting because then you're like, oh my God, I didn't even notice that.
And there's good trivia. I used to spend a lot of time on IMDb in high school.
It's not surprising.
Yeah. IMDb has lost it though.
I mean, they used to have also a really good like forum underneath each movie. There was like a full-blown like Reddit forum for each movie. And it was great discussions. This is like back in 2005. But now they don't have any discussions anymore. But you would get like, a movie's gonna come out, and then they would like post who's gonna be in the cast, and you'd be like, oh, I wonder if they're gonna cast this person or if this is gonna be this character. And then you can talk about the bloopers. I thought it was a great website.
I was obsessed with looking up how old actors were when I was a kid to be like, oh, how old are the Harry Potter kids? Wow, they're a couple years older than me.
Or
like I was very like comparative to like to figure out who was older and who was younger than me.
I do that like now that I'm older because I'm always curious. I'm like, are they 25 or 35? Like it's really hard to tell sometimes. Or if they're playing like a high school character, I'm like, how old are they really?
Like I know you're 30.
Yeah. It's very funny. I saw one. I haven't screenshot it, but I definitely do this. Does anyone else, when they spell out Wednesday, still say Wednesday?
That's how you have to spell it.
Do you do that?
No.
You spell Wednesday. How do you spell Wednesday?
Wednesday.
And you just think about it in your head as Wednesday?
That's crazy. I still in my head, go like Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah.
Every time I spell it. Yeah. And February.
Yeah. And Restaurant is how to spell.
Restaurant?
Restaurant. I don't even know
that
what
makes
word
it more confusing.
Well, restaurant, I misspell all the time.
I think it's
Restaurant.
Yeah.
Like,
it's rest,
the U is
A-U.
Not in the last two letters?
No, it's rest, A-U, rant.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely would not spell it that way.
Oh.
And what's so annoying is that the auto check, even if you spell it rest, they're like, we don't know what this
is. I know,
it's
so annoying. That's why I'm memorizing. So I'm like getting sick of it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I know, I was so sick of it.
How do you guys not know? It looks just like restaurant.
I know. I'm like, you know what it is. Figure it out. Obviously, I'm trying to spell restaurant.
I still know how to spell beautiful from
B-E-A.
Yes.
What is it?
The Jim Carrey movie where he plays God. Bruce Almighty?
Yeah.
B-E-A-utiful.
That was one I saw.
Oh my God.
That is the only way I know how to spell beautiful.
No.
I promise. I never knew how to spell it before. I would write like beautiful, beautiful. But every time I write beautiful, it's B-E-A-utiful.
Yo, wow. Brethren. Or what up, brethren? Blessings upon your alley.
Okay. This one is from 11 years ago. So now we're thinking about.
Is this like timely?
Yeah, it's like think about 2014, 2010, 20, whatever.
Okay.
Does anyone else still think of 1990 as 10 years ago and 1980 as 20 years ago and 1970 as 30 years ago? Because when I was growing up, that was like my metric was the 70s was 30 years ago.
Yes.
The 80s was 20 years ago. The 90s was 10 years ago. But I don't know if I think about that anymore.
Like, I don't think that.
I didn't think about it then.
No.
And
you never thought like,
it.
Oh, the 90s were like 10 years ago, even in 2014?
All the time.
No.
Huh.
All the time, but like I've now surrendered to it and I do the math like much quicker. I don't fixate on it as much.
Like the fact that 2014 was 10 years ago makes sense. And people will be like, oh, 1998. In 2008, 1998 was 10 years ago. But we were around in 2008.
I know, yeah.
Like, and I would think that. I'd be like, oh, yeah, the 90s were like 10 years ago. But now it's been 10 years since then.
Like, it's crazy how Mean Girls was like, what, 2005?
Yeah.
And now
it's almost 20 years.
It's almost 20 years old. So that's Ooh. Like, so that's like kids now that's like, oh, that's like a movie from like the 80s for us
right.
when Mean Girls was out.
Yeah.
That's to crazy. Me is like trippy to think yeah. about.
However, yeah. I feel like cinema has gotten so much better where it doesn't look as old.
And the internet like, kind of flattens all of that too, like the culture. Because it's all, everyone grows up with everything now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all on there.
Does anyone else nope out when they see a wall of text, despite how interested you might be?
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, yeah. A
like,
wall of
I'm
text.
I'm not reading that.
Like if you see like a post on Reddit that's like, here's the most interesting thing I learned about science. And it's just
literally
like,
why I don't go on Reddit.
Definitely not about science.
Even if someone just even texts
no, like
you,
a text?
I go separate this up and get your points organized here. Like someone who just, if you're going to send a entire thick wall of text, but fuck off.
Let's get some
note.
Grammar going at least. A couple line breaks, some commas.
Parenthetical
some
citation.
Yes.
I always have to do little line breaks just to make sure if someone rereads this, they understand the thought process.
Can I tell you what
this.
I do now if I get a long block of text or if like I get an email or like a brief?
You put it in AI
chat
and say,
GPT
give me
and
the...
say, give me this in 5 sentences. Oh. And it does it every time. Or if there's like a really long article that I want to read and it's just like really long and I don't want to know if I want to read the full thing, I'll say summarize this. I'll just copy all of the text. Summarize this in like one paragraph and they'll be like, okay, I do want to read this full article and then I'll read the full article. Or it's like, okay, I already knew that. ChatGPT, I use ChatGPT more than Google these days.
I do it all the time.
It's unbelievable. Google, down. Oh. I'm serious.
I actually have one about Googling. What's right here? Does anyone else get frustrated when they watch someone Google something less efficiently than you would?
Oh, yes.
It really gets under my gears.
Oh, yeah. Gets I'm like, under just my gears.
I don't know. Gets under my skin, grinds my gears. Sorry, I mixed it up. But like,
does anyone else hate when
no,
Carly's
it's bad? Where they go like they're Googling things like it's Ask Jeeves.
Yes, like when is the Taylor Swift concert in Tokyo in March? It's like just type in Taylor Swift Tokyo March.
Yes, that's
date,
it.
Tour date. or like,
do you know what the tour date is for Taylor Swift? They're like, write
yes.
that as a question.
And it frustrates me because it makes me like kind of concerned. Like, do you, either you don't spend that much time on the internet, which I guess good for you, or just you don't, like you've never grown up. Like,
how much does a flight cost from Hawaii to Miami?
Who's what? Googling that?
Like my mom would Google that. Like,
yeah, but people our age will Google like that though.
Also, young people these days are very... internet illiterate. Like we grew up before internet, learn how to use it, typing in things, don't give your social security number to like random people. Kids
what?
Now who grow up, what?
What?
I just saw like a TikTok of a mom like asking her daughter, like, what did you do? And she like bought Lululemon pants, but had to like go on a chat and give her social security number, her birthday and her mother's
oh my
maiden
God,
name. And it's like a 14-year-old maybe just didn't learn that the internet is not a place where you just give away in your information. And they're like, why'd you give your social security number? And they said, because they asked.
Wow,
and
I'm so impressed she knew that at such a young age.
Know her social security number?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess that is true. Like, how do you know your social security number but not smart enough to give it in? But this idea that, like, they just the internet right now is growing up with just apps. Instagram, Facebook, Google, like, that's the internet. We were, like, websites and eBay and Ask Jeeves. And it's just, like, you have to know that there's – scammers out there and people trying to I don't know where I'm going
or even
with
just something simple like best iPhone case you can get. It's like I don't know, for me I'd type in best iPhone case, most protective iPhone case, Reddit, and like read people's like real experiences.
Always add Reddit to the thing.
If it's not something that like I mean, even like I got flowers for Valentine's Day and I was like, I think these are like cats are allergic to this. And so I typed in like whatever flowers they were, cats, toxic. That I feel like I could also type into Reddit because people will be like, definitely it is. But yeah. I don't know if you can like trust that as much. But
that's a good point. WebMD, ChatGPT. But WebMD. A lot of Google results right now are just like
junk, SEO sponsored links, and then you got to trust someone when they're Googling it that they don't click on those top three links that are sponsored. It's but like you,
even yo, the organic how
do you
links.
Not, do you not notice that those are not like the meat of what you're trying to find?
And the organic links now too are all like, here's the top 10 flowers, and then each of those is just a affiliate link, and brands are like, people are just making websites just to rank on Google. I think Google's cooked. Ask Jeeves is where it's at these days.
It's rinsed.
It's rinsed.
Does anyone,
great word, Aaron.
Thanks.
Does anyone else get super sleepy on the couch at night and then go to brush your teeth, floss, change, and get into bed, only find out that you're not sleepy anymore?
No, but I'll be like sleepy during the day. And then at night, I'll be like, why am I not tired now? That's my big thing.
I'll be on the couch and I'm like, I am so tired, but damn, I gotta go like get ready for bed. And I get in bed, I'm like, what the hell was that?
What's your bed routine that's waking you up?
I think it's one like just taking a shower, doing like a little.
You take a shower before you go to bed?
Yeah.
Oh well, that's gonna wake you right up. Of course, that's a crazy.
But I like going to bed clean.
Well,
do a little earlier, before you get on the couch.
Maybe.
You shower every night before bed?
Most of the time, because also if I'm getting up and like if Patricia's still in bed, I don't want to have to like go turn on the shower and stuff. Or a shower at the gym. It depends on the day, actually. But
well, yeah, if you're like sleepy and you're like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna go to bed now, and then you go and you hop in a shower, of course it's gonna wake you up.
Yeah. Oh, but then I also think it's
and
like
you brush your teeth
it's
an electric it's toothbrush. Like,
I just want to feel clean. Course. Yeah.
And then it's all, I wonder why I'm not tired anymore. You just had a full psychological torture I imposed on yourself.
Amusement park.
Yeah. Good grief. Flossing your teeth with bleeding gums and just
bleeding.
I want to go to bed just with it all clean.
Sometimes you just got to skip it all and just go to bed.
Skip it all.
Yeah. Just go to bed and you skip brushing your teeth. Don't floss. No shower.
I like this one. Does anyone think that it's not tomorrow until you go to sleep, no matter how late you stay up?
Yes.
I mean, that's like physically correct. No,
it's no, like, you know, the clock strikes midnight, but you're
like
still
if
out at a bar.
At 1 a.m. and we had plans to the next day, I wouldn't be like, I'll see you later. I'd be like, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's like happy new year. I'll see you next year.
Yeah, but some people will literally be like, it's later today, like at 1 a.m.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
Oh,
fuck all right, off. All right.
Like, I'll see you later today.
What if you're going to bed, you stay out all night, and it's like 5 a.m. Do you say later today?
Okay, if it's light out, then it's the next day.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the birds are chirping outside, it's today. You have,
yeah.
It's today.
It's no longer tomorrow, it's today.
That's a good, yeah. If the sun has on a full
like
down and back.
To rise.
Yeah, if the
yeah.
sun is up, then it's the next day. Yeah. That's when the next day starts.
Yeah.
That's the worst when it's like 5 a.m. and you're like, you start hearing the birds chirp. You're like oh, why am I fuck. Up?
And then you got to get a whole full night's rest before the next day starts.
The worst your plans.
The worst one is when you're not even like, you hadn't gone out. It's just like a regular night and you just cannot sleep. That's happened to me.
You see the blinds, like you look outside
and
the colors
getting kidding. This is before I discovered weed and benzos. But
that is a nightmare when you're just like, oh, I'm fucked. You just, the light starts to creep and you're like, well, now it's definitely not night anymore.
I hate that too, particularly when like you do get like a good night's sleep, but you just wake up at like 5 a.m. to pee. And then you can't go back to sleep. And then.
Right.
And then you're like on your phone to try to like go back to bed. But then the sun starts coming out.
Yeah. I count my blessings. And I feel so sorry though for people who have to like go, like truly go into an office and go to work. Like, and you got a bad night's sleep.
Oh,
and knowing
that
you're like still, you do not even get the time.
Yeah.
To get a nap in or anything like
that.
Right. I feel like, oh. Like, that just sucks. It sucks.
I know.
The taunting of, like, your sleep going, but I have to get up at 7 a.m. because then I got to get on the thing and go to the work. And, like, fuck.
That's like me when we used to film this podcast early in the morning. Oh. I'm serious. I would, like, not be able to sleep because I'm like, shit, it's 30 minutes earlier
me
today.
This morning.
I need to go to sleep. I need to go to sleep. And then I'm just, like, having anxiety about not sleeping.
Yeah, I would have to, when I did, like, clinical stuff or respiratory therapy, I have to get up at, like, 4. And there were times where, like, I wasn't, like, taking anything to go to sleep. So I'd go to bed at, like, 1 because I could not fall asleep just be there on 3 hours and I just not be a human whatsoever. Just felt terrible.
I feel like you guys are all pretty good packers, but
I'm not.
When packing, do you take at least 2x two times the amount of underwear that you would ever need for a trip just in case.
Yeah.
I throw my whole underwear drawer in there.
Really?
I don't do two times.
Like if you're going for a week.
Well, most girls have like a checked bag of underwear.
What?
Yeah, that's why we like have another bag usually.
That's why we fly Delta.
If I go for
you get a free check
of underwear.
Yeah, like
and bras and socks, but it's usually like mostly underwear because you don't know what's gonna happen because like we have weird shit going on down there.
Yeah.
If I'm packing for a week, so I would bring 12 pairs of underwear for a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because if I want to work, that takes up so much space as a guy though. Like I always feel bad. Like when TJ packs boxing underwear, I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah, mine's
I
usually do overpack, and then the time that I don't overpack, like this past weekend, we went to Palm Springs. No, you don't shit yourself, Aaron. We went to Palm Springs for Ella's birthday, and I was like, it's literally one night I'm staying there, okay? And I'm going to go back Sunday night. But I was like, okay, so I'll just pack two things of underwear. But the day we got there, I like went in the pool, and then I was wearing my underwear in the pool, and then I went to like change for dinner, and then we went in the pool the next day, and then we needed to change, and I was like, I'm fucking out of underwear.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's the time that you don't. Yeah, it's like the one time I didn't overpack, so now I'm just like,
I didn't
realize boys wear underwear.
Like, I have wet underwear and like a wet swimsuit sitting in my duffel bag from Ella's this past weekend.
Oh, no.
I still haven't unpacked from that yet, yeah.
Oh, but I got like a damp suit in there.
Yeah, that's going to be stinky.
You got to throw it in the wash immediately.
Yeah.
So all men wear underwear swimming?
Sometimes.
No, not all, but I happen to have a particularly skimpy swimsuit.
The Speedo.
So
I
male swimsuits have like the netting.
The little mesh.
Yeah, and I fucking hate that.
Because if you sit on, like even if the swimsuit's been drying and you're kind of damp and you're sitting bare bottom on that netting on a chair, it can drive you kind of nuts.
It's also just very uncomfortable. Like the way that that netting like grabs you.
I wear underwear. It depends on like the intimacy of the pool setting of how many people I'm around. Like for us, we're all sitting around that hot tub. We're all standing. We're all kind of like crotching each other's faces.
A lot of eye level when someone's sitting on the top and they're in the hot tub. There's a lot of.
That's too much. But if like everyone's like in a lake chilling, like our waists are down in an area, I'll not wear underwear.
But I also cut the netting out of all my swimsuits.
Oh, no.
Because, and then if you cut the netting out, then you're just, you could be full blown.
You're leoning.
Why do you cut the netting?
Because it's so uncomfortable.
But if you get a nice swimsuit that has netting in it, it's not that bad.
There are some swimsuits that have like, it's almost like Under Armour where it's like boxer briefs dialed in. Those are the best. But this pair of underwear that I happened to pack was when I cut the netting out of. And so, like, my boxers were longer than my swimsuit. So if I didn't wear the boxers,
we should just wear a banana hammock.
A banana.
Princess
Honestly,
banana hammock.
I would love a Speedo.
The
thing is, I've never
even
had
when you go
occasion.
To like Tel Aviv, I feel like everyone's probably wearing them.
Yeah, but I just like the short shorts.
Cute.
But when I'm on the beach, I don't care as much. Because like a beach, I'm not really like, no one's getting a real view of that.
Yeah, you're like dick out. Who cares?
Yeah, and I'm just kind of like walking around and going.
When I'm an old
ocean.
Man, I'll be rocking a Speedo for sure. Just like no
problem. I can see that.
Not like
old.
A public pool, but you know, privacy
do it
in
now.
My own home.
Wait, do it now, not later?
I don't want to see like your wrinkly body.
I don't know. I think there's just something liberating about just being like, go to hell.
Go to heaven.
I don't give a fuck what you think. I am only on Earth for a couple more decades. Fuck off.
Couple more decades. Someone said, does anyone else laugh when they're getting falsely accused or getting yelled at or being told something negative? I guess.
Falsely accused.
I feel like I smile anytime it's something's bad.
Like when you're in
I don't
when
mean
you're
to.
In trouble?
Not really trouble, but like if I have to tell someone something, it's like I can't help but smile. And I know it's like very common and I don't know why I do it.
Yeah.
It's like uncomfortable. Or if someone's like accusing me of something like I did not do, I feel like I overcompensate because I don't want them to think I did something that I'm like, no, I don't know. It makes it almost more obvious. It looks like I'm lying. I don't really know.
I'm
really
I'm with
weird.
You on that. I find myself smiling in dramatic moments because I'm like, I can't believe we're here. I can't believe this is happening. This is the peak moment of the sitcom right now. And didn't see this going this way today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still angry. But
can
I'm
you give
just
me
like,
an example of what someone put you in that situation? Like where you're giggling?
I think if it just would be any type of like argument or tiff or anything throughout my day. Like if someone was really coming at me for something, I'd be like, okay, really? You want to get into this? But I'm like smiling and laughing through it, if that makes sense.
It's almost like, too, if you're at the airport and your flight gets delayed like a billion times, it's just like, okay, what else?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay. That I get. I don't know that if someone's yelling at me, though, like, you fucking deleted the files, you fucking idiot. I'd be like, I'd be no, like, yeah, I'm no, so I'd be sorry. Crying. I don't know. Like,
oh, yeah. I don't think if it's like too much of like your fault kind of thing.
Like just if you more of fucking a... ran over a child with your car, you're just like, sorry.
No,
I know.
Sorry.
Let me see. I think I had one more classic.
Ooh, we love a classic.
Oh.
I have more screenshots too.
I know we've talked about toothbrushes before. I don't know if we've talked about this specific topic. What is the operation that you do with water? Are we doing water on the toothbrush, then toothpaste, and then water on top of the toothpaste?
What raw is dog it the whole thing.
Dry toothpaste on a dry toothbrush?
Yeah, because, well,
it feels
my
like you're
buddy
the dentist.
Matt Doan told me that you're not supposed to add the water to it and that, like, you're mouth like naturally will provide like salivation and just do it and you don't feel like you do need it at all. And
I feel like I do.
You know what it is though?
I used to be the same way and then I looked into it and toothpaste companies say just to trust the solvents in your mouth.
Yeah, I usually do it before and after. But
I think me too.
Yeah, but one time I think I like forgot for some reason to put water on it or something and I fully brushed my teeth. I have like a spin brush and everything and when I was done I was like, I feel like I was at the dentist because you know how theirs is like really dry.
Like chalky.
Yes, it was like chalky and it felt good actually. So I've been kind of doing that more because I'm just like, it feels cleaner to me.
Yeah.
Without getting it wet.
Yeah, that's.
Wet it up, baby.
I wonder what the ADA says. What does the American Dental Association say about this?
They say to not add the water and to trust the toothpaste.
I'll ask Dr.
and not
Poo
to rinse
when I go.
It.
I'm going to ask ChatGPT.
You going soon?
Yeah, I got my card in the mail.
I need to go soon.
What does the American Dental Association recommend with regards to brushing your teeth? Should you wet the toothbrush before you put the toothpaste
or
on?
Or not?
Reddit.
The American Dental Association, ADA, does not specify whether you should wet the toothbrush before.
Not taking a stand.
I said I plead the fifth.
Is using a fluoride toothpaste and brushing twice a day for 2 minutes each time. Wetting the toothbrush before or after applying toothpaste is more a matter of personal preference and doesn't affect the effectiveness of brushing, as long as you brush properly and for the recommended duration.
That was our producer, everyone.
Thanks, Rashida Jones.
That was saying they don't take a stance on whether you should wet before or after you put the toothpaste on. I would clarify that and ask if you should wet it at all.
Well, probably should if
you can ask her.
Debating.
Should we ask?
Yeah.
Okay, let's follow up. More specifically, the question is, should you wet the toothbrush at all or keep it dry? I love judging.
The American Dental Association, ADA, doesn't provide specific guidance on whether to wet the toothbrush before applying toothpaste. The key focus is on the technique of brushing, using fluoride toothpaste, and the direction.
Someone just driving right now listening to this is like,
I think it's interesting.
I would be curious.
Yeah, I don't ever think of that. It's so funny how you always
I
think
do
of
sometimes.
That.
Like if there's a big lull or something, I'm like, maybe take that out later.
Some people find that wetting the bristles to soften helps make the toothbrush more comfortable, but it's not a requirement for effective brushing. So the ADA, we're not taking a stand. Cowards.
Fuck you.
I like it wet.
Yeah, you have to wet the toothbrush.
Yeah.
It's so much more pleasant.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay.
It does feel like you went to the dentist. It's
hot
a nice
water
feeling.
Or cold water?
Whichever.
Cold.
It has to be freezing cold.
Hot water?
Sometimes you'll be on vacation somewhere and it's like a hot environment and the water is like hot just because you're on the beach or something and it's a hot day. And I will wait till that cold water hits before I start brushing my teeth.
No, I don't give a fuck.
I know, I don't either.
I do not give a fuck.
Sometimes it's already hot because Nolan had already used it.
Oh,
so I'm just like, what?
No, I love the cold.
Oh, the cold is, if I like feel the water, I like give it a little tap to make sure it's cold before I put it on my toothbrush. A hot toothbrush is just like, uh-uh.
Oh.
Yeah, no thank you.
All right, I have another one from Reddit.
Okay.
Does anyone else put a towel over their lap when they poop because they don't like cold air on their legs?
What?
I've never thought about it, but I don't know if men were different.
I hope they're washing the towel after every use.
I know.
This is
trapping
horrific.
All the stank in.
Stop.
Stop.
It's gross. I find that disgusting.
That's horrific. Yeah. I hope not.
What were people saying?
Someone said, no, I sure don't. As a normally functioning adult, I just poop when needed and don't make it into something more.
Yeah, that's insane.
Someone said,
what the fuck?
They go, are you also afraid of wearing shorts? And someone goes, no, I love shorts. Maybe that's my problem. My lower legs, calves are used to the cool breeze, but my upper thighs, not so much. Someone goes, that's crazy. I always put a sweater and have the sink running when I go. Put on a sweater and have the sink running.
There are people that run the water when you poop because they think it helps the sound.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I've definitely done that before.
I know what you're doing in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it helps.
You're making it more obvious. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But it helps ease the blow.
But at least like put on like rain sounds or something so you're not wasting so much water.
It reduces like also the sound of like, you know, just the splash poop hitting whatever's going on with your bowels, I think is your business and you own the privacy of what's ever going on in there. Sometimes I've gone, well, if I'm in a public bathroom and I really got to go, but I just don't want like this sound, like going down all the, like I'll flush and then kind of go in the moment like really while fast. It's flushing.
Oh my God.
Or I've done like brown noise and I'm just like, shh, or I'll just blast TikTok.
I will pull up poop sounds.
What?
And just make it crazy. So it's just, it's, I'm kidding.
Sound. You should do that.
Does anyone else look in the mirror thinking, I'm pretty good looking, but really cringe when they see pictures of themselves?
Well, there's been times where I'll like do my makeup and like go out or something. I'm like, I look so good in this. I look so good tonight. And then I'll see a photo and be like, I am a troll. What the fuck was I thinking? Like, no. I'm so ugly.
I was in a Gap.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the Gap dressing room the other day and I was fucking mortified because of the Gap dressing room. They have a mirror. Usually, you know, there's a front mirror, maybe a back mirror. This one, they got this side mirror where you see the angle.
Oh.
Like you see
your
the
side profile.
Your side profile. The Target ones used to be like that.
I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. That's what I look like. I was devastated.
Yeah. I feel like they have like the worst mirrors in fitting rooms.
Yeah, because it's too, you're too close to it.
Yeah.
And you want to see like the fit.
And the
it's
lighting
like,
is bad.
The worst the one, is it Zara where it's only in the hallway? Zara. There's some, it's either like Zara or.
Oh, and you got to walk out and be like, Mom.
There's no
Mom,
mirrors.
Come here, look at the pants.
Maybe it's like free people. I don't know. Yeah, there's no mirrors in the dressing rooms. There's one big one in like the hall of the dressing room. So you have to go out to.
It's like his fucking stage. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's like when you get a suit. When you get a suit tailored, it's like the three mirrors on the stage and it's like on a platform and you're like reveal like, hello.
I'm here.
I do think the ones, if you're in like a department store where there's the one mirror that's like on the column, it's like a giant column in the middle of the store. Those always look great.
I like those.
Because you're just surrounded by all the other clothes and you're like, nah, I picked the best coat. This looks fucking sick.
Tell me I'm pretty.
Yeah.
The best mirrors are mirrors at gyms. Though, like the ones that are on like
the wall
when you're in a gym, you look great. Everyone looks great in those. Your body looks good. Your muscles look good.
It's on purpose.
Huh.
And it's then like you Disneyland. Go to like a smaller mirror in your bathroom. You're like, I look like shit.
Does anyone else get lost in nostalgia while cleaning out old storage and then spend the whole time looking at old photos, old toys instead of actually cleaning?
Oh, when I was like younger and I would like rearrange my room and stuff like that was definitely true. And then it would take the whole fucking day.
Yeah. Like you find your old high school yearbook and I'm like, well, I'm going to look at this for 4 hours.
You brought you still have your high school yearbook with you as an adult now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I keep that at my parents' house.
No, I love. And also when I was a junior, I didn't want to. You're going to think this is classic Mike. I didn't want to buy a yearbook my junior year because it was expensive.
He scanned every page.
Well, no, I just like took four pieces of paper and stapled them together. And just said like, hey, can you sign this? And like, I just had like all my friends sign just like four pieces of paper instead of buying the whole yearbook that I'm not even in, featured in.
Yeah.
And I still have that. And that's like, I'm like, wow, my junior year little yearbook.
That
and
so is a Mike-ism.
Yeah. I'm not going to buy it fucking.
How much are yearbooks? Like,
but
I don't know.
Then it's like you $56. Like you won't have any of the memories.
From that year?
Yeah.
I don't really care to remember the seniors when I was a junior. Why? What?
Why weren't you in it?
I feel like the yearbook is like four seniors. They were like the featured people in the yearbook.
No, ours was every grade in high school.
No, and I think in my yearbook, the seniors were like the featured because they were the ones leaving. So it was like the senior yearbook. And if you wanted to buy it as a junior, you could. But like freshmen and sophomores were never buying yearbooks.
Oh, I have all my yearbooks.
Because it was like a retrospective of your last 4 years. And I don't care to like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
In the fourth grade, I got every single kid in the grade to sign my yearbook. And I thought I had broken the world record.
Oh my God, you had yearbooks in fourth grade?
I thought I was going to be on the news.
Now you're wondering why you're going to so many damn weddings.
Yearbooks in fourth grade? Yeah, I had yearbooks all the way from kindergarten until I graduated.
Yeah. What? So did I.
You get like 14 yearbooks, Matt?
Yeah.
But the just got a library. Let me open up the cabinet.
Were your elementary school ones like paper, though?
They were hard up until like 2001. Oh. And then they were like pamphlety.
Then
middle school, high school, all hard. So, and then some were like color. Some years that they weren't. I don't know what was going on with the economy, but. Yeah.
Were you guys in your yearbooks?
Yeah.
Yes.
You all made a superlative?
Yeah.
I also played
like
most likely to.
On the front page for something. I don't remember what it was.
I'm most likely to host a talk show.
Oh, wow. Hey.
There he is.
I also came up with the concept for my senior year yearbook,
which was?
X marks our spot because it was 2000. Wait,
it's just like it's so we're not cringe. Laughing at you because it's stupid. Millennial. It's just like so bad. I love
X
it
marks our spot
because it was 2010. It was 2010, and it was the X, the Roman numeral 10. And
like the
I was
X.
In the newspaper. Yeah. I was on the newspaper team, and the same teacher also hosted like or taught the yearbook class as well. And I was like, so what are the ideas for the yearbook? She's like. It's like life is a highway. That's like the theme right now. And we're trying to do like road signs and stuff. And I was like, I think it should be X marks our spot. And we do a bunch of like,
it's like home a movie.
And she goes, she looked at me. She goes, that is the most brilliant idea ever. And she goes, can you come into the yearbook class and pitch it? So I fucking come in the yearbook class and I'm like, I know that there's been some ideas. You guys are talking about it. I just wanted to submit this.
Wait, so all your yearbooks had themes?
Well, like, you know, this is where the journey begins. Or yeah, like memories. Like there's like a theme.
Life is a highway, though.
Some was like, oh, there was one gear for the yearbook. They were like, guys, please buy the yearbook. If not enough people buy it, it's all going to be in black and white. And so everyone was like, oh, guys, come on, make sure. No one wants a black and white yearbook. And we got it. And it was like, it's not just all black and white, or it was like black and white was like the theme or whatever, and it was all in color.
Oh my God.
But it was a really good fucking yearbook. Everyone was like, this is the best one.
That's and you don't have so... it with you at your house?
No, I don't know. I guess because it just takes up too much space in my house, and I kind of like when I go home to go revisit the memories at home.
Okay.
I don't want to have it like accessible to me.
That's fair.
X marks our spot.
Where
our
we
spot.
Fell apart. He poisoned the well. It was nine to mine.
Yeah.
I'm devastated because I won most musical.
Most musical, Mike Sheffer.
But you only have the four pages?
Well, no, you don't win superlatives junior year, so I wasn't going to be in
it.
But senior year I won, and it's not most musical like Broadway. It's because I brought my guitar.
If I was a rich man.
No, it's not that. It was like musician, because I was a musician. And they took the picture of me and this other girl who was like a singer, and then the fucking yearbook class didn't submit that page of most musical on some other group.
Oh, no.
So like it's just missing from the yearbook. And I won the superlative. And damn. I'm like, it's just that page is missing in the yearbook of my picture with my guitar forever. I was supposed to be like, wow, forever immortalized. It's like I was a musician.
That's
everyone's
like
gonna
a
remember.
Villain origin story. Yeah.
Devastated.
Sabotage.
Devastated.
Brutal.
Yeah. I am on the cover because I started the ping pong club. And there is a picture of me holding up a ping pong paddle.
You made it.
So I'm on the cover with that. And I'm on the first page of the yearbook, too.
We should all bring in our yearbooks.
Oh, ooh. That would be so much fun. Doing a yearbook review.
Our senior yearbooks, I
guess. Were you emo in high school? Or yes. Was it before your time?
I was like goth, and then I was emo.
Like in your picture, you're goth?
Yeah.
I'm
middle
pretty
school.
Crappy.
That was who won most unique was like the weird goth kid.
So fucked up.
You know? No,
unique?
But yes.
That I feel like was allowed at our school. Unique.
Weirdest no. kid.
Yes, that's what it was.
Biggest and freak.
One of my friends won it and he was like, I'm going full vampire. And he put in like vampire lips and painted his face white. And his photo was like as a vampire to just be funny because it's like
so funny.
Most unique is like weirdest kid.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to compare like what all of the different schools had for superlatives.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see TikToks of like vintage. Unique. Here's a vintage video of high school in 2007. And I was like,
I know.
That's when I graduated.
I know.
I don't think our superlatives were in the yearbook though. Because like that was like.
What did they just announce it on the loudspeaker?
It was like we did it at like our senior picnic was the super.
Yeah, we did like a little ceremony for it.
But it's wild.
But
like
you
the
didn't
fifth...
have it in your yearbook?
I don't think so.
What?
Because like. It's wild, like in the 50s, like superlatives are like most handsome, best hair,
yeah,
prettiest eyes,
skinniest girl,
yeah, skinniest ankles,
fattest ass,
fattest ass with no BBL,
best. Wealthiest,
and then BBL version,
most no, natural for, beauty, most natural looking.
Yeah,
person.
We had like best car,
most
bond. Yeah, okay, best if you're car rich. Was. I think they got rid of that after my year because that's just like,
who has money?
Yeah, and I hated the fucking kids who won that.
Ugh, like it was always like some, it was like Mustang.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool.
Always a Mustang.
Cool car.
Yeah, your dad bought it for you. Great. You're not yeah. buying that with your fucking Cold Stone Creamery budget.
Paycheck, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys like get to paint your parking spots at your high school?
No.
Oh, it was like a free for all. We didn't have like assigned spots.
Yeah, we didn't.
Right.
Either.
Oh, you did here. But now, now the big trend at like other high schools, but you can like pay, it's like a fundraiser, it's like a charity, you pay for your own spot and then you get to paint your spot.
It's kind of cool.
Oh, that's kind of smart.
That's nice to like know you'll always have a spot, because there were some times where I'd be a little nervous pulling up and there'd be no fucking parking.
You get there late and it's always the last spot in the back.
Yeah,
we had student of the week or student of the month and you got your own like spot next to the principal in the parking lot.
I won that cool. in middle school, but we didn't have that in high school. Student of the month.
How would they decide?
I think you got nominated. Like teachers would be like, I think this is a good kid.
I think I have my
That's
thing.
How I won prom queen.
You won
prom queen?
Yeah, because the teachers voted.
How am I just now? Oh, the teachers voted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You were prom queen?
I was.
Damn. And Damn. You were prom king, right?
I was homecoming prince. Well, no, I was homecoming prince sophomore and junior year.
What's
and
the
I
prince?
Was nominated king.
Was there a whole court?
Prince is just like you win it
homecoming
for your
jester.
Yeah.
Juggling.
No, it's just you. Yeah, they have like a court. Just a freshman wins, a sophomore wins, a junior wins, and I did it 2 years in a row.
But, so the senior would be the king.
Yes, but people didn't like the idea of Matt King being king. It just didn't look good on the ballot.
Or maybe they just didn't like
you. That's what they told you. Yeah,
does rub me the wrong way.
They go, this fucking X marks the spot, fucking loser.
X marks our spot.
No, sorry. Spot.
X marks our spot.
Our spot.
This fucking X marks our spot.
It was a good yearbook. You know, like a lot of yearbooks are on eBay.
Oh.
Like, you can like probably look up your high school's yearbook, like and it's on eBay.
That's
and they usually sell pretty well.
It's
because
it's kind of sad that someone has to sell their yearbook. That
well,
means,
maybe
like,
they're just like, I don't fucking care.
Because they'd rather give it to someone who just lives, like, or no. Sometimes people find them at like.
A Goodwill. Sales or something.
Yeah, and be like,
oh,
like
from
shit.
The 70s.
You can list yearbooks on eBay and someone is just trying to find a copy of it and you can sell them for like $50.
I remember, you know, you get like signatures. Like that was, I don't know if you guys did that, but the point of the yearbook is you have the pages in the back. You say, sign it, have a good summer. There was Hags. One kid that I was like, Hags, L-Y-L-A-B. That was
love you like
camera,
a brother.
Lilas.
Hackus.
Hags, L-Y-L-A-B.
What's Hackus?
Have a kick
Have
ass.
A kick ass.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And there was a kid that I was like acquaintances with, and we were talking about the fact that like, isn't it kind of cringe when like someone that you're not really that close with asks you to sign their yearbook? And I was like, yeah, that's like kind of cringe. Like you don't really need someone's signature that you barely know. And like, if I don't even know their last name. And we were like, yeah, it's kind of weird. And then I got my yearbook and I thought that I was good friends with this kid. And I was like, hey, do you want to sign my yearbook? And he goes, didn't we talk about how this is weird? And I was like,
Oh,
but I thought we were like kind of boys. And he was like, I mean, I'll sign it. And then he signed my yearbook and it was just like, how, and he literally wrote, have a good summer. And I was just like, ooh.
Yeah.
And I still look at him and I was like, fuck you. You shouldn't have made me feel
bad.
Yeah,
what's he doing now?
Did you guys ever write the phone numbers, like your cell phone numbers on them?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love just to pick it up and like start calling everyone. Like, hey.
FaceTime.
Yeah. Oh,
have a great summer.
Well, you wrote down the number of the yearbook. Just thought I'd give you a call. What's happening?
That would be wild if somebody you went to school with signed your yearbook and now they're like a huge celebrity and they have their phone number. I'd be like, I wonder if that's still their number.
Yeah.
There was a big scandal in my 7th grade yearbook. The computer class, the teacher's name was Miss Young. And someone in the yearbook did the clip art image of like a computer, you know, like standard PowerPoint clip art stuff. But if you turned the yearbook upside down and if you looked under the computer in a little pink font, it said, Miss Young is a bitch. And everyone found out in our school that if you go to this page and look at this clip art and turn it upside down, it says, Miss Young is a
Imagine
bitch.
Imagine if TikTok was around during then. Like the green screen.
I should make a TikTok like explaining like a little Easter egg
in
my yearbook.
Did the person get in trouble?
Big time. Huge. Massively in trouble.
Suspended.
And you know what, though? Yes.
Yeah, I would have done it like in my senior year on my way out.
Yeah. But you know, props, props to him. Thanks for the memories, though. Yeah, like, honestly, I look forward to looking so at that funny. All the time.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was Miss Young a bitch?
I didn't have her.
Oh, mm. Okay.
She probably was.
Was she known for.
If, like, the person who's working on yearbook thinks you're a bitch, you probably are.
The yearbook class was always the chillest, the nicest, like, doesn't give a fuck person. Interesting.
Yeah. Miss Young is a bitch.
Wow. Let's have him on the pod.
Well, I do want to read one that always pisses me off because I'm just like, this doesn't even make sense to me.
Let's hear it.
Does anyone else not watch a movie because it's too long but end up watching 4 hours of a TV series instead?
That's different.
Yes, it's different.
That's very different.
A movie, you're committed for hours. A TV show, you can start and stop at any hour you want.
Also, sure. I hate the beginning of movies. It's always like,
especially if it's 4 hours.
It's so slow and they're setting up the characters and I don't know what the fuck is going on.
And the same
TV
way.
Shows, they just get to the point. Here's what we're dealing with.
Yesterday.
Did you like it?
I do. I'm like 4 episodes in.
It's so good.
It's really good. Sorry.
I like a show during the day. If I'm like eating lunch or something, I want to pop on a show. But like, I like ending my day with a movie because there's a beginning, middle, and end. Because if I'm watching, every show ends like on a cliffhanger, usually. Like,
I guess,
can't wait for the next one. And then I feel like Patricia and I, we look at each other, we're like, should we do another one? And then we ended up watching 4 episodes in one sitting. That's taking up more time than what the movie would have been.
That's because it's more enjoyable. It's more fun.
Tea.
But I wish, this is my pitch to the streaming services. They should have like HBO, Amazon, Hulu, whatever. They should have like channels where there's someone curating movies and you can just turn on the comedy Amazon Prime channel and you're just in the middle of a movie.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have to decide. I don't have to like watch through the credits and scroll through. Like if I just want to eat something quick, what's on the comedy channel on Netflix? What's on the Hulu channel of drama? And just be able to like also discover movies that I would never watch. Be like, oh, this is interesting. I'll finish this.
They don't want you to be able, they want you to go revisit stuff that you, or they want you just to watch shit you haven't seen.
They want you to curate cable TV.
Like I remember I would find so many movies. I'd be scrolling, what's on HBO right now? And I would see, oh, I'm 30 minutes into this movie. I'll just finish it. And then I'll figure out what happened in the first 30 minutes later. And you kind of just like discover, you can't discover anything now. And I just, why don't they just have someone curating movies and TV shows that you could just discover?
Well, you could, if you have like Hulu Live or YouTube TV, it's cable.
So but then you're on like cable and then you're dealing with commercials and like,
oh yeah.
It's that's like, true. I want to know if this is on Paramount Plus and I'm like, oh, this is cool. I want to watch this later.
I think Freevee does that.
Where they have just like streaming
there's
stuff.
There's also ads.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's my like little channels. Pitch. I don't know.
I think it's a great idea, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you. Aaron, hate it.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Aaron?
Really good idea.
Prom queen over here.
prom queen. Brown paper magazine.
What's that?
Josie and the Pussycats.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching another episode of your favorite podcast, Good Influences. Be sure to do all the things. Follow us on Instagram. Send us an email. Leave a comment. Like, subscribe.
Find our subreddit, but don't be mean.
Oh, yeah. Find our subreddit linked below. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Toodaloo.
Cool. Toodle.